3 days ago, I had a really strange dream. I dreamed I was heading to work, but when I opened the office door, I walked into a house instead. I looked around carefully and I realized it was the house of an old friend, someone I had sadly lost recently. It was a very painful loss. As I stepped inside, all our memories came rushing back. And I felt terrible. The weird part was I thought I was supposed to be going to work. Then suddenly I saw one of my coworkers. I got really angry and asked them, "Why are we here? Where's the office? Where are the classes? Where is everyone?" And they just said, "Yeah, I know." In this way, that made it seem like they knew I'd be upset being there. They added, "We had no choice." In the middle of all this confusion, anger, and sadness, I woke up. Now, I'm not the type who believes that dreams have any deep meaning. I don't think dreams predict the future or heal past pain or anything like that. Honestly, I never believed in any of it. But after seeing the same dream 3 nights in a row, I started wondering if maybe some part of me was trying to tell me something. This is Nima Parsa and welcome to the Nipa Podcast. This is episode 7, Dreams, the Royal Road to the Unconsciousness. Go! Today, let's take our dreams a little more seriously. Those weird journeys we take at night, only to wake up in the morning thinking, "That was wild. What did it even mean?" This is where a famous name pops up. Sigmund Freud, the Austrian psychologist. He said something a lot of us have probably heard, but maybe never really thought about deeply. Dreams are the royal road to the unconsciousness. Basically, Freud believed our minds aren't just about logic and conscious thought. We have a whole underground world inside us, the unconsciousness, packed with memories, wishes, fears, even anger, that we've forgotten or denied because we couldn't handle them in our waking life. They don't just vanish, they hide. And one of the places they show up, our dreams. When the logical part of the brain powers down, the unconsciousness has a chance to speak up. Freud said dreams are like encrypted messages from the unconsciousness. But since our conscious mind doesn't want to face raw and painful truth, the unconsciousness wraps these feelings in strange stories through symbols. For example, say you dream that you're trying to open a door. You push and pull, but it just won't open. After a lot of struggle, you finally get through. But instead of a familiar place, you find yourself inside an old classroom. The teacher, someone you were always scared of, is waiting, and everyone's staring at you. At first, it seems random, but from Freud's perspective, this could represent your inner guilt. Maybe you made a decision you weren't confident about. The teacher could symbolize authority or judgment, like a parent, society, or your own inner critic. And the locked door, your resistance to facing yourself. The dream is not telling you to go back to school. It's telling you it's time to confront something inside you, even if it's hard. Or take another example. You're packing your suitcase in a dream, getting ready to catch a train or a flight. Doors close, a path gets blocked, you're too late. This could mean you're longing for change. Maybe you want to move, leave, or start over, but there's fear or emotional baggage holding you back. The missed train could be your unconsciousness whispering, "You're not ready yet. There's still something unresolved." Bottom line, dreams aren't random images. They are the unconscious mind's way of speaking to us in a complicated symbolic language. Freud believed that every dream has two layers: the surface story, the scenes, people, and places you remember, and the hidden message underneath. Dream interpretation for Freud was like decoding a secret message, a way to understand what's really going on inside. When we pay attention, dreams can reveal what we're running from, what we're longing for, and what truth we might be denying. Now, let's look at four general types of dreams and what they might mean. Number one, anxiety dreams. These usually pop up when we're under stress in real life. Dreaming of missing an exam, being late, or being chased could reflect the anxiety we're carrying inside. Maybe running away from a tough decision or responsibility. Number two, dreams about the past. These come when we're still emotionally tied to something that happened before. A memory, a broken relationship, or an unfinished chapter. Dreaming about childhood friends or old places could show a longing for simpler, happier times, or even an unresolved issue that needs attention. Number three, future-orientated dreams and wish fulfillment. Sometimes we dream about achieving our goals, landing a dream job, being in a happy relationship, reaching a destination we always dreamed of. These dreams usually reflect our hopes, motivations, and inner drive for the future. Number four, symbolic dreams. These are full of metaphors and need careful interpretation. Dreaming of swimming in a calm, clear lake might show inner peace. But if the lake is muddy and you're struggling to swim, it could reflect emotional or feeling problems. Symbols in dreams are like puzzle pieces. They pull together bits from different parts of our lives to form a bigger picture. In the end, every dream carries a message from inside us. They're not just random scenes. They can highlight what's hidden deep within us. Sometimes things we don't even realize are there. Now, with all this said, a big question comes up. Should we really take dreams this seriously, or is it all just imagination? Nowadays, with our fast-paced, high-stress lives, it's easy to think dreams don't matter anymore. But maybe they matter now more than ever. In a world where everything moves at lightning speed, where we're always glued to our phones running after deadlines, maybe the only time we really get to hear from our deeper selves is when we dream. Sure, some people say dreams are just a random physical process, and that's fine. But ignoring our inner world completely, that can leave us feeling disconnected from who we really are. In this crazy world, listening to our dreams, even just once in a while, could actually help us reconnect with ourselves, understand our real needs, and face the emotions we usually hide. So no, we don't have to obsess over every dream every night. But when a dream hits you hard, when you wake up feeling like it meant something, maybe it's worth paying attention. Maybe it's your unconsciousness trying to tell you something important. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Huge thanks to the Nipah team for their amazing work behind the scenes to bring this episode to life. You can find all our episodes on our website at nipah.academy, N-I-P-A.academy. And honestly, the biggest support you can give us is sharing this podcast with your friends and loved ones. Also, a little side note. Sorry if my voice sounded a little bit off today. I'm just getting over a cold. Hope it didn't mess with the vibe too much. Anyways, take care of yourselves out there. Much love. Till the next episode. Go!